Former Prime Minister Chabalit Yong Chai-yut says a national unity government is a way to end Thailand's cycle of political conflict that has contributed to 8 weeks of protests in the Thai capital. Mr. Chabalit, the chairman of the opposition Pua Thai Party, spoke with VOA Thursday and said all parties need to join together to bring lasting peace.
I recommend to go on a provisional government. It means a government for all, a government that every conflicted party will join together to do things, to correct things for our country. Every conflict, people have to come down and sit together, consulting, discussing in detail.
Mr. Chabalit's party allied with the United Democratic Front Against Dictatorship, which has led thousands of protesters in an occupation of central parts of Bangkok since March. The protesters, known as Red Shirts, had demanded that Prime Minister Apisit Wechachawa call new elections immediately. But this week, the UDD leaders agreed to take part in Mr. Apisit's reconciliation plan, which includes elections in November, as well as social, political and economic reforms. Mr. Chabalit endorses that plan. Pua Thai and the UDD are closely tied with former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, now living overseas, to avoid a 2-year prison term for corruption. He was elected in 2001 promoting rural development programs. Mr. Thaksin has widespread support from rural and urban poor and working class. But the middle class accused him of corruption. He was overthrown in a coup in 2006. Mr. Chabalit supports an amnesty for Mr. Thaksin. Mr. Chabalit blames Thailand's political conflicts on divisions of wealth and power that have evolved since the country became a constitutional monarchy in 1932. Since then, the country has seen 18 military coups or attempted coups to remove elected or appointed prime ministers.
Everything, you know, coming from one big problem of Thailand that never been solved since 1932, and that is the democratic system in Thailand. We want people's power, we want a government of the people, by the people, for the people, but we never have it.
The Red Shirts consider Mr. Apisit's government illegitimate because it was appointed by Parliament after court rulings removed two elected pro-Thaksin governments in 2008. At least 27 people have died and hundreds have been wounded in clashes between protesters and security forces since March. And the Red Shirt camp, in the centre of a major commercial district, has forced hundreds of businesses to close and lay off workers. UDD-backed candidates are expected to win elections this year, but many Thais and political analysts worry that will not end the country's political disputes and will instead promote a new cycle of protests and violence by the UDD's opponents in the urban middle class. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.